Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 19th of September. In France, something like over 500,000 people protested against what is still, at this stage, hypothetical government spending cuts. The focus were the cuts that had been proposed by the last Prime Minister. This week's Prime Minister has not had a chance to propose spending cuts. This sort of thing grabs social media attention and fuels a narrative around France's debt problems. The French budget deficit is at an unsustainable level, and government debt, as a share of economic activity, is high. At the same time, private wealth is at record levels across the industrialised world. The challenge in France and elsewhere is that the word wealth conjures up an image of a Downton Abbey-style existence, when in fact the rise in wealth has been more democratic in most countries. The US is something of an exception. That means that mobilising private sector wealth to resolve fiscal imbalances will affect ordinary people. The US fiscal position is somewhat more sustainable than that of France. The issue of the UK is more a function of self-imposed constraints at this stage. The latest borrowing figures showed rising spending pushing up the numbers. Tax receipts are rising too, of course, but at a slower pace. The UK government debt as a share of GDP is hovering around last year's level, though the potential for revisions to GDP make that a rather unreliable number to be tracking in real time. UK August retail sales, which exclude the effects of inflation and measure what's actually happening to consumers' willingness to spend, was stronger than expected. Clothing sales in particular remained quite firm. The Bank of England yesterday left interest rates unchanged and slowed the pace of quantitative tightening. Neither of these moves are particularly unexpected. Quantitative policy, of course, is all about matching liquidity supply to liquidity demand within the economy. The Japanese have offered the national consumer inflation rate for August. Using the international definition of core inflation, the pace of price growth has been stable pretty much since mid-last year. The headline rate at 2.7% on the year has slowed a little, but that was as expected. However, the headline inflation rate is more about relative prices changing than an economic imbalance creating broader inflation pressures. Rice prices have pushed up food prices, but this reflects an imbalance just in the rice market, and there's not much the Bank of Japan can do about that. The Bank of Japan itself left interest rates unchanged today, though it did announce that it will start selling its holdings of exchange-traded funds, and that will scale back the quantity of money that is circulating in the Japanese economy. US President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to permit the removal of Federal Reserve Governor Cook, pending Cook's legal action against the president. Cook's lawyers have argued that such a move would threaten economic stability. International investors are looking on this case as determining whether the employment position of Fed members is akin to that of a presidential counsellor, like a member of the Council of Economic Advisers, or whether there is a different level of job security. As a lot of central bank policy relies on confidence, how this outcome appears matters perhaps more than what the outcome actually achieves. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.